Shalom Aleichem, this is Shmuley Rothman speaking. I'm on the phone with Rabbi Manas Friedman, and we are talking about the upcoming program, Proper Conduct Ben Ish L'Ishtei, Behind Closed Doors. And this conversation is meant to be an educational one. It's what we're looking forward to in the upcoming program. The program does begin this coming Thursday, Chaf Beis Iyar, program midday for Chasanim and evening for Yungalite, and all the information is posted at shmuleyrothman.com, and there's a link on the homepage. Rabbi Friedman, Shalom Aleichem, and thank you for joining me on the call today.
You're very welcome.
To start off, I wanted to ask the following. Why do you suggest that it is important now to go ahead with this program?
Oh, I think everybody in the world knows that there's a serious issue. People are calling all the time with questions. They're confused. They don't know what's right, what's wrong, how is it supposed to be. I don't think anybody doubts that there's a desperate need. The question is how to go about it. And I think this is a very good way to do it.
Excellent. So the timing is always good, and now that we've got this program going, perhaps we can say it's about time. Moving along for a moment here, people are going to take their time, dedicate 3 hours to come to this call. It's a Thursday, a Monday, and a Thursday. What are they going to be learning and gaining by spending this time together with you on the live seminar?
Well, there are a few very fundamental issues. And if we don't have that clear, then life becomes confusing, life itself. One is, what is marriage? The other is, what is a man? What is a woman? What does it mean to be a husband? What does it mean to be a wife? What exactly is intimacy? And these are such fundamental issues, and there's so little said about it. And without this information, how do we function at all?
Excellent. So when a chassan or younger man completes the course with you, these questions will be clear, and they'll have powerful tools to move forward, the chassan and his chassan establishing a home, and in the younger man in moving forward with his relationship.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Are you personally excited about the program?
Well, you know, we have programs where chassan and a handful come together and we spend a day. We've done that before. And that's difficult for me. It's difficult for them. This way, it makes it a lot easier. It can involve many more people. And it's much more doable. So I think it's a very good way to do it.
So the question does come up, and I don't want to skirt the issue. The cost. The people are investing both time and money to make it happen. There is a $195 entrance fee to the program. How do you, from your perspective, how do you justify it? And what is the return on the investment that should really encourage people to recognize the value of the program and not get chased away by the price tag?
Well, I'm not sure what the price tag is. I don't handle the finances. But I think a visit to a therapist, marriage counselor, or even a ticket to come to a retreat is far more expensive. So in terms of investment, it's certainly a good investment.
Now, would you qualify this program more as preventative or more as reactive?
It's reactive to the problem, but it's preventive in its approach. If we know what's what, we can do everything right. So it's not how to fix problems. It's how to get it straight in the first place. Because I think that's what causes the problem.
So perhaps we can say that a chassan or a younger man entering marriage with these tools in hand and the art and science of how to apply them, that will raise the odds of them having a firmly established home from the get-go.
Yeah, because marriage is supposed to work. supposed to be a great idea. So if it's not working, it's because we're missing something. It shouldn't Absolutely. Need fixing.
Excellent. And one more question before we bring the call to a close is, what part of the seminar, there are three calls, three overarching topics and the subtopics of each call, which part are you most excited about?
Very hard to say. It's very hard to say. I think any part of it without the other parts would be frustrating. You got to have the whole picture. And part of the problem is that we get only pieces of the picture. Us in classes and just in growing up from our family, we get pieces. So we know enough to know that it should be better. Now we got to figure out how to make it better. So.
And I think that's part of why we added in the follow-up call 3 months down the road that we come together now for a Monday-Thursday seminar. And then 3 months down the road, we have a chance to get back on the phone together and talk about how it's going and gain some support and encouragement going forward.
Yep.
Great, great. Do you recommend that Jünger Light have their wives listen into the call?
I don't recommend it, but if they want, that's okay. We're not keeping any secrets.
Okay, very good. Rabbi, thank you very much for your time today. I know there's a lot of word out there amongst the Chevra that this program is happening, and as of now, registration is strong, and we do have room for additional people to join us, and we're looking forward. Thank you for your time today, and looking forward to doing this together with you on Thursday, Chaf Beis Iyar, 12 o'clock midday for the Chassanim, and 8 p.m. for the Jünger Light. You can register for the program at shmulirothman.com, and there's a link right there on their homepage. Rabbi, thank you, and we'll be in touch.
Zei gedankt. Bye.